trolley dashes and other exciting rewards along the way. And the ultimate grand prize? An all-expenses-paid family trip worth up to 300,000 kwacha for one lucky winner. So why use cash, swipe, or tap your Stanbic Visa card today? Think smart. Go digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Time check, 18 hours, time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 103 School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
President Hichilema urges youth to arise, soar and seize opportunities as the country celebrates Youth Day. Zambia makes strides in fight against child marriage as incidents drop from 29% to 23.9%. In global news, Iran's new supreme leader vows to keep blocking Strait of Hormuz in first statement released by regime. Good evening and welcome to the evening news. My name is Constance Mwezinamwinga. President Hakainde Hichilema has called on youth to make informed choices and take advantage of opportunities in education, skills training and entrepreneurship. Speaking in Solwezi when he officiated at this year's Youth Day celebrations in Solwezi Northwestern Province under the theme Rise and Soar, President Hichilema stressed government's commitment to development of projects benefiting youth. He has highlighted initiatives such as free education, skills training, and job opportunities. The head of state has also urged youth to reject division, ethnicity, and corruption, and instead promote unity, peace, and family values. He has further assured youth of government support and reminded them to vote in the 2026 elections.
You are not inferior to anyone because you can develop that specialism that you have, born, get you an endowment, just find it and it will bring you value and a better life. And those of you at the university, you are privileged, like I was privileged. Take advantage of that. No need to go in the streets to try. You have an issue, sit down. That is why money is your friend now. We are committed to giving job opportunities to the youth of Zambia. I want to confirm, those that were employed in the national service are youth like you. Those who were employed in the police are youth like you. Correctional policy, correctional services are youth like you. Many youth have benefited from the employment.
Meanwhile, youth representative Elizabeth Ngoma said the president's presence at the Youth Day celebration demonstrates his commitment to young people in the country. And from Eastern Province, UPND and PF cadres this morning clashed at Kapata bus station, sparking chaos as youth prepared to march to David Kaunda Stadium for Youth Day celebrations. Northwestern Province Minister Robert Lehefu has thanked President Hichilema for taking time to grace the national event in the province. Mr. Lihefu said the Enhanced Constituency Development Fund has enabled many young people in the province to benefit from the skills development component. Meanwhile, Youth Representative Elizabeth Ngoma said the President's presence at the Youth Day celebration demonstrates his commitment to young people in the country.
Mr. President, all the youth who arise and saw opportunity must be potential, and potential must be apprentice. Through skills and experience, we therefore say thank you for the following. Say thank you for your education. Two new allowances, two training student salary, the two training programs, the 20% allocation of CDS. Mr. President,
and from Eastern Province, UPND and PF guarders this morning clashed at Kapasa bus station, sparking chaos as youth prepare to march to David Kaunda Stadium for Youth Day celebrations. Phoenix staffer Tina Nyerenda reports that the confrontation, which started with exchange of words, escalated into a stone-throwing fight, causing hundreds of youth who had gathered at the bus station to scamper in all directions. However, police officers quickly intervened and restored order, allowing celebrations to continue. Meanwhile, youths in Chipata, Eastern Province, are urging government to reduce business operational costs. Speaking at the Youth Day celebration at David Kaunda Stadium, Youth Representative Christabel Chikwikwi highlighted high regulatory and license costs as a hindrance to youth business development. Ms. Chikwikwi has called for investments in digital innovation, industrial hubs, vocational training centers, and agro-processing industries to boost youth development in the district.
There is need for government to strengthen vocational and technical training centers, improve access to affordable youth friendly financing, reduce and streamline business registration and licensing costs for young youth entrepreneurs, expand agro processing and value addition industries, invest in digital hubs, and ensure equitable distribution of the empowerment funds in rural districts.
And Eastern Province Minister Peter Piri, who was represented by Provincial Deputy Permanent Secretary Dr. Louis Mope, reiterated government's commitment to supporting youth development through various programs and initiatives. Zambia has made significant progress in ending child marriage, with national prevalence dropping from 29% in 2018 to 23.9% in 2024. Permanent Secretary at the Ministry of Community Development and Social Services, Beatrice Chilomo, highlighted the country's achievements at a side event titled From Protection to Empowerment, Advancing Child Justice for Adolescent Girls to End Child Marriages. During the 70th session of the Commission on the Status of Women, CSW 70 in New York, the event was co-hosted by Zambia, the Permanent Mission of Canada to the United Nations, United Nations Population Fund, United Nations Children Fund, Girls Not Brides, and Zonta International, bringing together governments, UN agencies, and civil society to strengthen global action to end child marriage. Ms. Chilomo says Zambia's progress is driven by leadership and key legal reforms, including the Marriage Amendment Act No. 13 of 2023, setting the minimum age of marriage at 18, and the Children's Code Act No. 12 of 2022, prohibiting harmful practices. She said these reforms align with Zambia's national development agenda, prioritizing gender equality, social protection, and inclusive development. This is contained in a statement issued by First Secretary Press and Public Relations at the Permanent Mission of the Republic of Zambia to the United Nations, Namatama Jekwa. President Hakainde Hichilema has called for patience for developmental projects in Northwestern Province and has reiterated his administration's commitment to delivering development. Speaking during a meeting with chiefs in Solwezi this afternoon, President Hichilema said government is keen on executing its development agenda, with stalled and new projects set to commence after the rainy season. And the head of state has pledged to ensure government constructs a university before the end of the UPND term in office. Meanwhile, Council of Chiefs Chairperson, Chief Dr. Mumena, who spoke on behalf of the chiefs, called for smooth implementation of projects in the district that have undergone groundbreaking. In other stories, the Zambian Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, has acknowledged both progress and stagnation in human rights.